Hello, everybody. Glad to be on the air again. This is Peter Lai, and we are on page 514. And your name is?
My name is Bruce.
Today, we're going to learn something new again. This is a dialogue on this page, but you'll find it very strange to, sense that we are speaking English instead of Chinese, because this is the last lesson.
This is lesson 148. This is the last lesson in this series.
Now, tell us why we have to do so in English only instead of in Chinese.
Well, this is our intermediate level of Chinese, and we have been talking to you for 147 lessons in Chinese and English. Peter and I think that now your English listening comprehension should be pretty good. So we're going to try the last lesson with you almost completely in English only.
So what shall we do now?
Well, I think what I would like to do is take a look at the title of today's lesson here on page 514. What a terrible experience.
Get your tape recorder ready if you do have one.
Right. You can tape today's lesson. You might have to listen to it more than once. That's okay. That's how we learn a language, by studying it and reviewing it too. Yesterday, or our last lesson, was about experience being the best teacher. But of course, not all experiences are good and fun and easy. Some of them are terrible. So let's find out today, in the dialogue, about someone's terrible experience.
So we'll have Bruce read this dialogue for us, and then I would like to ask you to be all ears.
Part 1 dialogue. Jeff is in a school play with his classmates. Jeff is a boy's name. The classmates call to Jeff. "Hey, Jeff, what's the matter?" He says, "I forgot my lines." And they say, "If you forgot your lines, you should make something up." "What should I say?" asks Jeff. And they tell him, "Anything. If you don't say anything soon, you'll ruin the whole play." "Okay, okay." And now he talks to the audience. "I love you." And then the audience laughs. The classmates say, "You're an idiot. What on earth was that about?" Jeff says, "I think I'm gonna faint." The classmates say, "Don't. If you do, that will be the end of the play." "Good," says Jeff, and then to the audience, he says his last word, "Goodbye," and then he faints.
Bam. Right. Okay, this lesson is very interesting. Look at the title again. What a terrible experience. Terrible here means what?
Awful.
Very awful. And how do you spell this word awful?
A-W-F-U-L. A-W-F-U-L. Awful. Terrible. Horrible. H-O-R-R-I-B-L-E. H-O-R-R-I-B-L-E. Horrible. Terrible, awful.
Now, give us an example to show what a terrible experience is.
Well, if you've ever eaten dinner with Peter, you are so embarrassed. You're trying to eat like a gentleman or a lady, and then Peter is next to you making noises and throwing food off the table, and you try to pretend you don't know him, but he's sitting at your table. So it's a terrible or embarrassing experience.
Well, not only that, you know, I tend to blow my nose and pick my nose.
And
you know.
Spit. And
spit. I think this is a new word. So what's the meaning of this word?
S-P-I-T. S-P-I-T.
Hey, you got to clean the floor right after the show. All right, to spit in Chinese, I have to say this, 吐痰, so don't spit. 随便吐痰. What a terrible experience. Now that we're speaking English only, we'll let you, you know, I'll let you do the talking, explain, you know, this dialogue, you know, line by line. In case we have some words that I'm afraid you don't understand, I'll try to cut in and then speak English only in that situation.
Okay, Peter.
Well, not Chinese, okay, not English, okay.
Okay. Well, our dialogue is between Jeff and a group of his classmates and an audience. Jeff is playing in a school play. He's playing a role. In our last lesson, we talked about role play. That's a good way to learn English. It gives you some experience with the language. We also said that drama is a good way to learn the language, and today's dialogue is about a drama or a play, a school play. Jeff and his classmates are on a stage. That's the place where we have a play or a drama. But Jeff has a big problem in today's dialogue. First, his classmates say, "Hey, Jeff, what's the matter?" Whenever you see "what's the matter," you know something's wrong. There's a problem. There's some trouble. What's the matter? Why are you crying? What's wrong? What's the problem? And Jeff tells them, "I forgot my lines." Now remember, from our last lesson, we talked about we try to memorize our lines to perfection. Do you remember that? Your lines are the words you have to say in a play or drama. And it's not unusual for people to forget what they're supposed to say during a play. And this is what has happened to Jeff in today's dialogue.
Right, because in the first line here said by the, you know, the classmate, I think this person already finds that Jeff is already nervous, you know. So this classmate, I mean, "Hey, Jeff," you know, this line starting with, "Hey, Jeff, what's the matter?" So we can tell that, you know, this classmate already notices that Jeff is probably shivering on the stage.
Mm.
Now, you mentioned this word stage, and in Chinese we say 舞台. Okay, so we use this word stage. Spell this word, please.
S-T-A-G-E. S-T-A-G-E. Stage, as Peter said in Chinese. This is the place where we have a play. In fact, we can also use this word as a verb. We staged our play in the school gymnasium.
在学校的 gymnasium, 我们讲说体育馆啊, 那么我们推出了一个戏, 啊, 就stage当动词用, 我们, once again, please.
We staged our play in the school gymnasium. Now, gymnasium, 体育馆. Well, let's spell this word. G-Y-M-N-A-S-I-U-M. G-Y-M-N-A-S-I-U-M. Gymnasium. Now, that's very long. So very often we shorten it to gym. G-Y-M, G-Y-M. I'll meet you in the gym after school.
Mm-hmm. And also, I just mentioned that Jeff is very nervous. He is probably shivering on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
We have this word shiver, fado.
S-H-I-V-E-R. S-H-I-V-E-R. Shiver or shake.
Before I let you go, go down, to talk more, I think we have to also mention another, expression. This also is used together with the word stage, to have stage fright.
Ooh, and that's what Jeff has. He is so nervous that he forgot his lines. He has stage fright. F-R-I-G-H-T. F-R-I-G-H-T. Fright is another word for fear. If you are afraid of something, you have great fear. F-E-A-R. And another word for fear is fright. We don't say stage fear or afraid of the stage. We have a special phrase, stage fright.
Mm-hmm. Let's go on then.
Right. The classmate then says, if you forgot your lines, you should make something up. Okay, you're nervous, Jeff. I can see that. We're all nervous. But the play must go on. We must continue this play. We cannot stop here. So if you forgot your lines, you should make something up. Here, this means you should create some words. You should create some lines so that we don't stop the play. You have to keep going in the play. Maybe you can't remember exactly your lines, but think of something else that you can say now.
You don't have to follow the lines, then you can say anything. Like, for example, maybe the line preceding, the line that you're supposed to say is something like this, I love you. And then you forgot, the second line. In this case, you can say something else like, I love you. I want to buy you a watch, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That is called to make up something. Usually we use this to make up a story, right?
That's right.
We can also use one word to replace this one, invent.
We can invent some lines or invent a story because he cannot remember the lines he was supposed to memorize. We mentioned memorize in our last lesson. Well, poor Jeff is so nervous, he asks his classmate, what should I say? He has no idea what he can say or should say now because he forgot his lines. And the classmate encourages him, anything. If you don't say anything soon, you'll ruin the whole play. Of course, a play is about people who are telling some story. And you have to tell. You have to say something during the play. So his classmate tells him, actually, you don't worry about what words you say exactly, but you do have to say something now. Say anything. If you don't, you'll ruin the whole play because then we will stop talking. Then we won't have a play anymore. So the play will be ruined or destroyed. D-E-S-T-R-O-Y-E-D. D-E-S-T-R-O-Y-E-D. Destroyed or spoiled. S-P-O-I-L-E-D. S-P-O-I-L-E-D. It will go bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 都是破坏的意思.
Then Jeff says, okay. Poor Jeff, he knows he has to say something now. And then he turns to the audience. He stops talking quietly to his classmate. And he turns to the audience and says, I love you. Well, that wasn't his line. And the whole audience starts laughing. So the word laughter tells us that the sound of laughter. Because maybe they were talking about the weather, or maybe they were talking about some problem that they had, but suddenly he talks to the audience, I love you. And it doesn't make any sense at all. It's meaningless in this play. That's why his classmate says, you're an idiot. How can you say, I love you? We're supposed to be talking maybe about this terrible problem we have. Why did you tell the audience you love them? You're an idiot. What on earth was that about? Why did you say, I love you, to the audience? You're not supposed to say that, you idiot. What on earth was that about? We could also say, why on earth did you do that? Or why on earth did you say that? It's meaningless.
We have some grammar over here that I think we should talk about.
Okay.
See, this question here, we have what. Usually you have, you know, such words as what, why, when, that to form a particular question.
Mm-hmm.
Right after this word, what, or why, or where, whatever, usually we'll see an expression like this, on earth or in the world.
Right.
This expression is used to emphasize the tone,
mm-hmm.
you know, of the question. For example, in Chinese we say, 到底, who is he? 他是谁? But if you want to say in Chinese, 我们这样说,中文这样讲, 他到底是谁? Naturally, you can use this expression. Just, you know, put this expression right after this what or why, then you and so, you'll say, who on earth is he? So, with regard to this particular question,
mm-hmm.
in terms of translation, we can say in Chinese, 那到底究竟是什么玩意儿嘛?你这样说, what was that about? 那是有关什么东西? 究竟是什么玩意儿?你搞什么鬼嘛?这样的意思。
What on earth was that about? What in the world was that about? Now, we've told you many times, if you use on earth, do not say the. But if you say in the world, you must use the. So you cannot say in world. You must say in the world or on earth. Huyao on the earth. All right, let's continue. Poor Jeff. His classmate is angry at him. The audience is laughing at him, and he still cannot remember his lines. So he says, I think I'm gonna faint. This means he's so upset, he's so nervous, that he may faint. This means he's just going to stop thinking and fall down onto the stage.
Or he's going to lose his consciousness.
Ooh, that's a hard one, so we're going to have to spell consciousness. Your consciousness is your waking mind. Right now, Peter and I have a little consciousness. We're awake, and we're thinking, and we're talking. But if we have a really terrible experience, we might faint or lose consciousness. C-O-N-S-C-I-E-N-C-E. That's the other word. Consciousness. Again, C-O-N-S-C-I-O-U-S-N-E-S-S. I think I lost my consciousness.
No, but you still have
a minute
there. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, again, consciousness, C-O-N-S-C-I-O-U-S-N-E-S-S. Lose, of course, is L-O-S-E. If you lose your consciousness, you will fall down and you can't talk and you can't hear what people are saying. You faint. And also, remember gonna? We've talked about this before. This is spoken English for going to. I think that I am going to faint. This is written English, but in spoken English, I think I'm gonna faint. Poor Jeff. Then his classmate tells him, don't faint, Jeff. You've already made a fool of yourself here. The audience is laughing at you. You forgot your lines. But please, don't faint too. If you do, that will be the end of the play. You are an important person in this play. Or we could say, you have an important role to play. We already talked about role play, and in a drama, we play roles. We play the part of another person. We pretend that we are some other person in a play. And if you faint, then your role will finish. And then we can't finish the play.
But you'll be finished.
Peter just said, you'll be finished. This doesn't mean that he finishes his work or his work is over. Oh, okay, I finished my homework. No, no. This you'll be finished means
你完蛋.
I think it's easier to explain in Chinese.
Right.
You'll have a big, big problem if you faint because you will stop the play. You will ruin our play. You'll destroy it or spoil it. Good, says Jeff to the audience. He said, why does he say good? Because he's so nervous, he wants to get out of this terrible experience as fast as he can. And fainting would be a way for him to leave the play. So he says to the audience, goodbye, and then he faints.
Well, this is a very, very funny dialogue, but this goes to show also that everyone has stage fright. Now I have this question before I ask you to read, you know, the dialogue again.
Mm-hmm.
When you were in senior high, did you have any chance to participate in a school play?
I took a course in public speaking,
uh-huh.
And I had the chance, and I had some homework. I had to perform a song,
mm-hmm.
with one of my classmates who played music, and I got stage fright. I could hardly talk, much less sing. I really felt like fainting, but I didn't. I finished the song.
It was terrible.
It was a really terrible experience because I had stage fright.
Well, I also had a chance, you know, with regard to this, but that happened when I was in elementary school.
Oh, 100 years ago.
100 years ago. Okay, and I, you know, didn't have any stage fright. You know the reason why? Because I played a role of a table.
A table.
Right.
So you didn't have to say anything.
Right, okay.
You were lucky.
Yeah, now we have, you know, a very short time left, so we'd like to get your attention, please, and please listen very carefully to Bruce's rereading this dialogue.
Lesson 148. What a terrible experience. Part 1 dialogue. Jeff is in a school play with his classmates. A classmate tells him, hey, Jeff, what's the matter?
I forgot my lines.
If you forgot your lines, you should make something up.
What should I say?
Anything.
If you don't say anything soon, you'll ruin the whole play. Okay, okay. I love you. You're an idiot. What on earth was that about? I think I'm gonna faint. Don't. If you do, that will be the end of the play. Good. To the audience. Goodbye. He faints.
好，我们现在刚才已经用了这个英文的解说呢，特别呢在最后这一课，这个教材最后一课用英文来做讲解，主要的是抛砖引玉，也就是将来啊，我们在自己在学绘画的时候或学阅读，不妨呢用 retell the story 一种方式，自己把呢这个故事或者是绘画呢用自己的英文讲一遍，而且随时的注意呢跟人家这样讲话呢，那么这是自己做练习，这是相当好的一种这个方法。那么我们同时还要特别注意到的，就是学绘画呢一定要特别特别记住，主动找机会讲解，这样才是很棒的一个练习。也很高兴在这段期间我们做了这样的努力，希望大家能够一起跟我们学英文。我们要说好好学英文呢，再见喽。
Bye, everybody.
赖世雄讲美国英语丛书教材已由长春出版社出版，包括精准美国英语音标发音指南，书10元，讲课磁带2盘18元。初级美国英语教程入门篇，书20元，课文朗读带3盘26元，讲课磁带32盘228元。MP3 光盘3张80元，优惠价60元。初级美国英语教程书40元，课文朗读带6盘54元，讲课磁带80盘560元， MP3 光盘7张160元，优惠价120元。中级美国英语教程书42元，课文朗读带6盘54元，讲课磁带77盘540元， MP3 光盘7张160元，优惠价120元。高级美国英语教程书20元，课文朗读带4盘36元，讲课磁带19盘148元， MP3 光盘2张50元，优惠价40元。以上定价均含邮资，欢迎选购。邮购地址大连外国语学院888号信箱，江丽收，邮政编码116002，咨询电话04112805384。